What's up, y'all? What it is? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. Y'all, look. I know that it's been a minute. Okay. And I was just over here, like, just spitting to myself. And I needed y'all to hear this, too. Okay. Because the Most High be just giving me downloads. And I'm just like, okay, let me sit over here and record real quick. Listen. So the reason that I've been gone is because I had COVID. So I had to go into my mode of doctoring myself up and making sure that I healed myself the best way that I know how, with my herbs and my tea and detoxing myself and getting myself together, you know? And I realized, like, I couldn't even, like, make, it was hard for me to even, like, push any content, you know. I was doing my best to push things, you know, and let people see my art, let people see what I got going on, my product, because you have to post every day, and I hadn't uploaded it onto my content calendar to automatically go out. So I'm like, oh my goodness, how am I gonna make this money so I could pay my bills? You know what I'm saying? And that literally showed me, when the Most High is telling you to sit down, like, the Most High is telling you to sit down. I had already been getting the download from Holy Spirit to relax and submit and rest and allow God to provide what is needed. It's difficult when you go from having to hustle, having to, you know, always being the person to have the type of ideas that will make you some money, you know, and when it's time to rest, it's time to rest. When you realize that your head is going 1,000 places at once, you know, you gotta pray for the things that you need, and also surrender and know that it is already done, you know. And you, the fat opportunities behind your passions come so that you're good times 10, okay? So that you are able to be resting and a miracle pops up, what you were hoping for times 10. Sorry, my dog gotta bark every single time somebody, he hears somebody, he just be ready to snatch somebody up. But literally, as quick as my dog be running across the yard when he hear a noise out of his sleep, that's how quick a deposit can be made. That's how quick your product can sell itself, because you've already sown the seeds. If you've been sowing the seeds, if you've been just allowing your creativity to flow, you're going to reap the benefits. A lot of people think, oh, the money ain't moving fast enough. I need to, no, you don't need to chase it. Because me, the type of person I am, like, I don't even like to hang around people that are money hungry. I don't want to always be frantic and chasing the bag, and, you know, like, I need to be resting I need to be chasing, you know, my freedom. I need to be chasing the rest. I need to be chasing the planting my seeds, sowing my seeds, and allowing my network, allowing my team, allowing the rooms my creativity to end up being talked about in rooms that my feet have never walked in, because my God has the last say so. I can allow myself to go out and have a little bit of fun. I can allow myself to rest and not be working all the time. Not be doing the most all the time, you know? And I feel like us as a collective, we have to learn that you have to allow a village. You have to heal yourself from the things that you have gone through first. Because a lot of us have been hurt or betrayed in some way or another. There's been somebody or some people that you would have done anything for that crossed you up, or, you know, any type of way to damage trust. Everybody's dealt with it in some way or fashion. So you have to heal yourself and allow God to heal you, your ancestors to heal you, your angels to heal you and help you. And you have to be able to open up and allow people to be a team with you. Allow people to help you. Allow people to take the load off of your shoulders. That's been something that's been hard for me for a long time. Being able to let people help me for real and trust other people with my vision. Because we always think, if I don't do it, who gonna do it like me? If I don't do it, who's going to care about this like me? If I don't do it, who is going to really be as passionate about this as I am? You know? So we have to allow, after we pray for certain things, allow and submit to the fact that it's taken care of for you. It's already done for you. You deserve to be treated like royalty. You deserve to be treated like a king or a queen. You deserve to surrender your problems, your trauma, your issue at the feet of the Most High. You deserve that. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you, when you get that thought in your head, like, ooh, I need to rest, you rest. That's a download. And don't wait until you are being sat down, sick, to rest and say, hey, I need to take a day. No, we need to take a day off every week. We need to set time or an hour a day of, this is my nap time. This is my self-care time. This is when I treat myself. This is the time that I create something. This is the time that I don't check my phone. You have to show yourself the same love that you want to attract. If you treat yourself shitty, you're going to attract shitty ass people. Excuse my language. This is not a religious channel, by the way. This is a spiritual channel. We have a connection with God, okay? And God, you know, God knows we are great people on this app, on this channel, on this universal platform, number one spiritual podcast in the world, okay? God knows. So I just want you guys to know that you have to rest when you're told to rest. You have to stop chasing the bag. Chase your healing from the trauma that you done went through, if you have trauma from anything. Being cheated on, being yelled at, being talked down on, talked down to. Your spirit and your body was not meant to be treated like that. People are conditioned from what they see at home, and then they treat other people like that. I know some of y'all, a lot of y'all come up hard, and a lot of y'all come up, you know, come up from families that, you know, talk to you harsh and hard and stuff like that. So that's how you treat other people. And, you know, you think you deserve to be yelled at, or y'all like the toxicity. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's nice a little bit, you know, in certain aspects, you know, certain vibes, certain rooms, you know what I'm saying? But not talked to like a dog, not disrespected. You deserve to be treated with love, with care. You deserve to have a safe place, a village. You deserve to have a team. You deserve to have a friendship, a friend group, a sisterhood, a brotherhood that treats you and loves you like the king or the queen that you are, the prince or the princess that you are, the goddess that you are. You know, attract those people into your life. Don't focus on the baby mama, baby daddy drama. Yeah, it's funny to make jokes about it. Okay, by all means, it is funny. You know, the posts, you know. But really, when you focus in on what you want, or when you're in deep in thought, start reprogramming your mind to focus on what there is out there. Who is capable of loving you the way that you love, treating you the way that you treat. Okay, be able to receive is this message. Be able to receive. Be able to rest and know that things are taken care of. But you need to be creating. You need to be collaborating. Okay, that's how you need to be creating residual and passive income. Money that is flowing to you in your sleep. Money that is flowing to you when you money that is flowing to you when you are down, when you are taking a vacation. Money that is coming abundantly, okay? It's people that's making 10 bands in a day, 10 bands in an hour right now, okay? That's the type, we're attracting wealth. Sit down before you get sat down. Sit down before you're sick as a dog, okay? Sit down before you can't walk. You can't drink, you can't create. And be gentle with yourself. And if you feel like you deserve a certain type of man, you need to treat yourself the way that that man is supposed to treat you, or that woman is supposed to treat you. Okay? Fellas, self-love is important. Self-care is important. Getting a manicure, pedicure is important. If you are the type of man that is expecting a woman to give you pedicures and run your bath water, you need to make sure you're doing that for yourself. Ladies, we expect a man to run us a bath water sometimes here and there. So we have to be doing that for ourselves. You want somebody that will show you what it feels like to feel safe and be able to rest and know that they could still run it up without you. They could still handle business without you. They could still make things shake, take care of the kids, take care of the family, take care of the business, or pay a bill without you. Hello? It's always going to flow. Attract that into your life. Focus on that. Allow that to come to you, okay? 1414. Allow that to flow to you because you deserve it. We all do. I am a child of God. I might not be perfect, but I'm authentic. But I'm going to love people for who they are, not what they have, not what they don't have, or whatever. I know that this message is a little bit all over the place, but somebody needed to hear something. Okay, you knew. So, thank you. thank y'all for being so patient and showing love. Y'all know if you have made it here, y'all really rock with me, okay? So July 22nd at 4:44 a.m., make sure that you are awake and meditating to my new single that will be releasing at that time, no matter where that you are at 4:44 a.m. your time. That is when you will be wake up at, like, set a couple alarms, okay? Set one 30 minutes ahead, 15 minutes ahead, 5 minutes ahead to make sure you're awake at that hour. Meditate on the beautiful things that you want in your life. With this song, it is called 333. Okay, it is on all platforms, YouTube, TikTok. Make sure y'all make some TikToks for me. I don't care, whatever it is that you do, you can stand there and look cute. Make some TikToks to it and look cute. Okay, if you do makeup, make some TikToks doing makeup, doing your hair, doing your makeup, exercising, whatever, meditating. Okay, show your girl some love that way. I really appreciate it. If I don't ask y'all for nothing, run up them views on the YouTube. Run up them streams. Listen to that song. Jam that song. Make videos. Enjoy life to that song. Okay? Also, August 5th and the 6th, if you can, make sure that you grab you a ticket for my birthday event weekend. It is going to be a networking event that is for everybody to eat, every creative, everybody with a vision, everybody that needs a team, everybody that want to grow. Make sure that you are blocking off your schedule August 5th and the 6th. You are not free. You are busy. You are booked that day. Okay? Grab your early bird tickets while you can. Look out for my post now. I'm warning y'all. Y'all my OGs. I want y'all in the building. If you listening, if you cannot be there, help me just promote. Okay? Tag me on Facebook. Tag me on Instagram. If I ain't never asked y'all for nothing before, my birthday coming up. This is the birthday gift that I need from my tribe, from my village, from my people that represent me, that step for me. Okay, I need y'all to be sick with the promotion. And if you popping out, get your outfit ready now and ahead of time. The dress code is going to be sexy casual. This location is so sexy. Like, it is a night for the gods, the goddesses, okay? On cloud 9. Okay? Yeah. Get you a section. I need y'all to step for me though, tribe. That's my birthday gift. I need y'all to hit that button for free and tag me. Create the statuses, make music, and tag me. But no, for real, I appreciate y'all that have made it here. I love you so much. Share this post, tag me, whatever. I love y'all so much. Thank you for being patient and always coming back organically. Okay, because baby, this is all organic, nothing paid for, you know, followers, all organic. Y'all are the shit for the way that y'all push me and motivate me to continue to keep going. Sorry for Dior again. Y'all have an amazing, amazing night or day. I don't know when I'm going to drop this, but I love y'all the same. And keep going, no matter what you're going through. Keep going. It's about to be amazing. Momentum is up. Keep growing and just take off. Good night, 1919.